From a most inconspicuous corner she came with a terrible secret, the locket of the chain, sailing east with the wind, looking west with a grin. Like a curious child, she'd soon wander into a conflict that started when her father was martyred for loving a woman he shouldn't have loved, for creating a child, extending her blood, for outsmarting the smartest, a traitor to fortune and luck. It was then that the story restarted itself. Oh, her secrets in deeper than skin deep can tell. Though the skin that she's in never changes, her face never ages, no lines life has left in its rages, unbroken and golden, the faintest of traces. It's time for revealing, unsealing her secret, a bombastic flash on her neck for safekeeping. Not fashion, just action, reversal and fracture. Of minutes and hours, the scent has gone sour with power. Time stood still, like metal mechanical hands of a clock. Of the maker, creator, the artist in love. With the subject so telling, affecting, compelling, frozen, fearful, borderline, tearful, but mostly in shock at the awesome achievement undone. Like a singular chest filled with treasure that's finally been found. Like a full-figured fragment of gold thunder underground. It's all just a part of a bigger non-fiction. Like beating a fire, at first you need friction. It grows and the embers develop their own existence, addiction, undying desire to burn. So simple, coincidence called. I answered enthused and prepared for the moment. The hand and the puppets, a critic of theater, a cold disposition for actors. The leading man misses a line and sets off a series exceptional blunders. Over and under, lightning, thunder, rain, and snow on the set. What was I saying? Yes. In this, a stage initially spread with intention for three. The specter, the widow, the whimsical waif, or in me. A professor of physics, the fourth and a force to be reckoned, the reckoning, second to none, a witness to witness, a whirlwind so low and behind.